One of the most intriguing games of the week because it's going to have true playoff implications down the line if everything plays out. Number 6 LSU goes into Austin to take on number 9 Texas. This is the prime time 7:30 p.m. ABC game. Game day is going to be in Austin. That's how big it is. Both these teams, as a lot of the higher-up teams, played cupcakes, got easy wins, but both these teams, they have high expectations. And when I say that, I mean they both expect to be in the playoffs. The quarterbacks, of course, they're going to take the spotlight. LSU seems like they have a new offense every year, but Joe Burrow, the Ohio State transfer, he returns as the starter. And he has lots of promise. He can run the ball. He can throw the ball. He's just what LSU needs to get over the top, if they can, in the SEC West. Sam Erlinger announced on the floor of the Superdome after the Sugar Bowl win that Texas was back. Well, we'll see.
Well, if they're back, they're going to show it in this game. SEC, Big 12 in primetime. Coach, LSU opened as a 3-point favorite. The line now is 6.5. And remember, the game's played in Austin. The odds makers love LSU in this spot. Texas, they have major injury issues at skill positions. They have 5 running backs on the injured list. I will say this. Tom Herman, in an underdog role, his teams are 13-2-1 against the point spread. When his teams are an underdog, and they actually won 10 of those outright. The Oregon loss to Auburn, that hurts the Pac-12 chances in week 1. This game could do the same for the Big 12. If LSU wins in Austin, the Big 12 power rating is going to drop. Conversely, if the Longhorns win as a home underdog, it's going to help the Big 12 in the committee's eyes. I think the Pac-12 contenders should be rooting for LSU here.
Yeah, because the only way the Pac-12 or the Big 12 is going to be a sure bet to get in the playoffs is if the SEC stumbles.